For like the very first time in my life, I have taken a lot of time to myself. I've been spending a lot of time by myself. And it's fascinating because by somebody very close to me, this has been recommended to me. And it's just fascinating how much a person can really know themselves in a state of solitude when they spend time by themselves, when, you know, their own inner voice is not really so bombarded or interrupted by other people's voices and their noise and their opinions and everything. And I'm just very fascinated by how much of myself I still don't actually know yet because I've listened so much to other people, which I have. That's just the reality of it. I've listened so much to other people. I have experience with codependency, you know, like, how you see me is how I see me, how you feel about me is how I feel about me. Imagine years of that hardwired neurologically, you know, leading to very specific ways of living and behaviors and all of that stuff. Just the reality of the situation and the matter. It's fascinating too, because when you live a certain way for so many years, obviously that gets hardwired. And now I'm learning to unlearn all of that stuff, learning to unlearn. And it's kind of challenging. It's different. It's weird because, like, you know, if you're used to doing, I don't know, A for your entire life, and all of a sudden you start to do Z, right? You're on the entire opposite end of the spectrum. It's going to be different. It's going to be weird. You're not really going to be used to it. But something that I've really been realizing a lot lately is that I do things based in comfort and familiarity. Not so much because I actually want to, but just because it's comfortable and it's what I'm used to. It's what's familiar. And that's really all that there is there. There's nothing else there. And so I'm just so fascinated by how much my life can change depending on what it is that I choose to do. And choosing to do the different things, you know, like for the longest time, I've just been repeating patterns. I've been repeating patterns of comfort and familiarity from, you know, early on in life and everything. And, you know, some things have kind of, shape-shifted and everything. Some things have kind of transitioned and become different. Like, for instance, I actually have an appetite for unpredictability, right? I'm not going to say what it was that created that in me, but a way that I now quench that is mindlessly scrolling on social media. When you think about it, social media is an entirely unpredictable platform. I mean, of course, you can predict that if you log on there, there will be people, you know, posting statuses and everything, different pictures, maybe memes. You kind of know the content of what it is that you're going to be exposed to when you get on there. But it's still unpredictable that you don't know what it is going to be, right? And so, like, I'm a very creative person. I'm somebody who likes to make things, right? And so, when I say that, I mean, like, you know, I'm an artist. I'm a, you know, music producer. I'm a visual artist. I'm a photographer, this, that, and the other. I do multiple forms of art, right? But I realized that as a result of comfort and familiarity and repeating patterns, I've just been living within the same means of predictability, right? Which is fascinating because there's, you know, the dichotomy of, I mean, I guess it's not really a dichotomy, it's just opposites, predictability versus unpredictability. I've craved unpredictability in different forms throughout my life, and finding that on social media is a way of kind of like quenching that and creating that or recreating that comfort and familiarity, right? But I've actually spent a lot less time being creative. And I'm really looking to just flip that around and start actually being creative and producing creatively. And, you know, just to start living differently that way. I'm really starting to become more aware of my need for connection, human connection. and just like how I seek that and everything. But I'm also trying to create a balance of, you know, really discovering me, learning about myself and understanding me and knowing what it is that makes me tick, what it is that I need. Because if I spend too much time, if I continue to spend too much time around other people, I'm going to lose myself. I really am, because I'm going to listen too much to other people and not enough to myself, and that's going to fuck me up, of course. So yeah, it's just a very interesting space of awareness to be in. A lot of things are changing. I'm really putting in the work to really, really learn about myself. In terms of other areas of life now, I'm learning to crawl. You know, I'm still somewhat in infancy. By the way, it was kind of challenging for me to admit that, because it's like, well, that places me in a position of vulnerability. And it's like, well, Chris, you're still in infancy in this area of your life. Well, you're a fully grown adult. Like, what are you doing? No, I'm a human. I'm learning. Life, you know, learning in life never ends. And if you've never done something before, you're basically it depends on how difficult the activity is. By the way, if you can hear the rain, I apologize. It just started raining again. I can't control the rain. But if you've just started doing something entirely different in life, something entirely new, something that you've never done before, and that thing that you're doing or that you're just starting is challenging, you could consider yourself an infant. You could. I mean, that's just the way that it is. You're learning to crawl in the area of, I don't know, physics. You are, and you've got to start at the bottom, and that's okay. But there is potential for walking, and there's potential for running. All of these things will look different. It's just so fascinating to be here. It really is. It's cool to see how just different life can get, how incredible life can get, how just, I don't know, life changes. People change. We grow. We evolve. We learn. We transform, and that's just the reality of it. And it's very exciting to see how that goes. It really is. Something else that I'm really learning to do, and this is challenging for some reason, I guess because I've done the opposite throughout my entire life, but something that I'm really learning to do is to not judge myself, to really actually instead just like be easy on myself, and like, or I wouldn't say easy, but more so gentle. Like, you know, all of the people that led us to believe that we were supposed to have our shit figured out by a certain age, it was a fucking lie. It really was. And this life is a fucking forever game. There is so much to figure out. There is so much time to figure it out. And, you know, maybe we previously looked at our grandparents and we were like, oh, they figured it out. They had it all. No, they definitely didn't. They were probably just as traumatized as us. And, you know, some of them probably didn't even take the time to do the work to heal and to mend their fucking wounds. You know, like, this life is a fucking forever game, and there's just so much figuring out to do. And who knows if any of it's ever actually going to be like entirely figured out. Maybe it's just a continuous forever game that never ends, right? Until one day we drop. But I'm just very interested to see how different I can become as a person, because there are different things that happened in my life that led me to be the way that I am today. Obviously. I mean, that's just how it is for everyone. But, like, I've also believed that I have to continue being the way that I've been. And it's just not true. And so, like, what I'm really looking at for myself right now is, well, who else can I be? How else can I be? What else can I be? What else can I do, right? And at that point, it's really just a matter of me being present with myself and asking myself what it is that I need. Because I have been exceedingly out of touch with my needs as an individual for a long time, and learning to reground with them has just been very transformative. It's a very real thing to be a full-grown adult and to be unaware of your needs. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to feel, you know, afraid of. You probably just didn't get something that you needed at some point in your life, you know? And Maybe you learned to neglect or to deny or to repress your needs, right? And that's it. And so you're learning to be a fucking human, which everyone else is. We are all doing the same fucking thing on the face of this fucking planet. That's the reality of the matter. We are all learning to become a human. I mean, we're all human, right? We're learning to be human. That's it. We all suck. Nobody is void of suckiness or suckness, however you want to say it. And just like, you know, remembering that, reminding myself that is just very important for me at this point in my life. It really is. I'm excited to be alive. I'm excited to see how my life continues to evolve. And yeah, I wish everyone a wonderful Sunday. Take care.